Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we're going to go straight to Israel from Hananiah and Naphtali, talking about the Sea of Galilee. 10 things that we might not know about it. Let's go there now.
Hi there from the beautiful Sea of Galilee. Today I'm going to show you 10 facts that you probably didn't know about the Sea of Galilee, one of the most sacred places in the world. The Sea of Galilee has many names. One of them is Kinneret. And the reason it's called that way is because Kinneret is Hebrew for violin, and the Sea of Galilee is in the shape of a violin. The Sea of Galilee is located in northeast Israel, near the borders with Jordan and Syria. It's fed and drained by the Jordan River. The Sea of Galilee is the largest freshwater lake in Israel, nearly the size of Washington, D.C. Visitors who come here love to stop by ancient hot springs near the lake that are believed to have healing effects. The Sea of Galilee became a pilgrimage site for many Christians, as it's where Jesus walked on water. Jesus' most famous sermon is believed to happen on the hill right behind me. It's called Mount of Beatitudes. And if it did happen there, then they had a beautiful view on the Sea of Galilee. The sea is 700 feet or 210 meters below sea level. Its closest city is Tiberias, which lies on the western side of the lake and known to be one of Israel's holy cities. The Sea of Galilee is an important source of commercial fishing, and the surrounding area grows bananas, cotton, dates, and more. To make a long story short, this is an amazing place and you're gonna fall in love with it. When to visit? I personally like to visit here in May, June, September, and even October, because it's not too hot and obviously not too cold. We're in the Middle East. See you in Israel.
That's so awesome. You know, I think about that. When I was in Israel, I had a chance to be on the Galilee. I stayed at a kibbutz there on the side of it, which is like communal living there. And I had jet lag. So it's the opposite of my time in America, time-wise.
Right.
And so I'm wide awake at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, probably about 3. And so I walk out of the kibbutz right on the Sea of Galilee, and it's just beautiful. And all you can think about is like, this is that. You know, Jesus' ministry was all up and down, you know, the Sea of Galilee. It's where he walked on the water, you know. And I thought, you know, it's quite often you think, well, how could a storm come where you couldn't see? Because remember the storms and the waves. But I was recently near the Bay of in Mobile, Alabama, on the edge of it. And all of a sudden, the storm came so quickly. It was just dramatic where the wind and the waves. I'm like, oh, that's how it happens. Right. We just love Hananiah Naphtali. You can actually go to his YouTube channel to be able to connect with him. He has a great
voice for us and others
to be able to stand up for what's happening in Israel. And I encourage you, if you haven't yet gone to Israel, you got to go there. It's the safest place on earth, believe it or not. There's soldiers everywhere, and it's just real safe. They just media tries to make it look unsafe to keep people from going there. But you want to go there and walk where Jesus walked and be a part of that. And just your Bible comes alive with that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.